Welcome to the Delta Dental customer service line for devoted health members.
Para continuar en español, marque 8.
To get started, please say, I'm a dental provider or I'm an insured member.
Member.
I see you're calling from the phone number 970-235-0470. To get started, what's the date of birth of the person you're calling about?
4/25/53.
Please note that any eligibility or benefits information provided is not a guarantee of payment. This member is eligible under a Delta Dental PPO plan. You can say repeat that or press 1, billing and payments 2, benefits 3, claims and estimates 4, or more options or press 5.
Claims.
Sure. Please hold while I search our records for the past 90 days. I found one claim. It's for treatment performed on January 4th. Delta Dental paid a total of $332, and the member's responsibility was $582. Say, repeat that, main menu, representative, or if you're finished, just hang up.
Representative.
You'd like to speak with a representative, is that right?
Yes.
Please hold while we transfer you to a representative. Please note that your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes.
To help us improve future customer experience, we would like to know if you are calling about the same issue you recently called about. Please press 1 for yes or 2 for no. In order to better serve you, please stay on the line after the call to complete a short survey.
Delta Dental, this is Veronica. How can I help you?
Hey, Veronica. My name is Phil Rice. I'm calling with what I hope will be a fairly simple question. I went to the dentist's office yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a crown put in.
Okay.
I had been to the dentist's office earlier.
Uh-huh.
And they had given me an estimate of what it was going to cost me, what my and the estimate that me was that my copay would be zero. And so they had actually given me a printout. Printout. The brown portion was, I don't know, 15 or 20 lines long. I've been pretty happy with a zero copay. I came back on the date that it was scheduled, and when I came back, they told me that the copay amount had changed, and it hadn't changed by a lot. I'm getting some noises here. Are you working from home?
Yes, sir.
And so you've got family members that are making noises in the background. Is that it?
You must be hearing them, yes.
Okay. So I'm going to press on. If you can kind of keep that to a minimum, that would be helpful. Can you do the best you can with that?
Sure. And what was the amount that they gave you as a new copayment?
The new copayment was $50 and some change, 50, It was maybe $50-something, right around $50, a little bit over $50. And so I expressed a little bit of displeasure with that, but I said, okay, let's go. So we put the crown on. And I asked, when we were done, I asked for an itemized list of the work that was done. And they said they could not provide me with an itemized a receipt. They could just give me a receipt that showed I had paid $50, but that I would have to wait 24 hours to get an itemized list, because they would have to wait until they got the notes from the doctor to give me an itemized list, and that they could email it to me the next day. And that seemed odd to me, but apparently I had no choice. So as it turned out, I had an appointment to come back the next day anyway, and so I said, okay, I'll just get it when I'm back. So today, as it turned out, was the next day. So when I came back today, I asked for my itemized listing, and they gave it to me today. And so today I got my itemized list. And my itemized list consists of I guess you would say two procedure codes, D2740, D2950. Descriptions are certified crown, I'm sorry, C-E-R-E-C-C, and then fired. I don't know how you pronounce that. CEREC fired crown post, and then core buildup. So 2740D2950, then none of that means anything to me. And then both the same tooth number. And then there's UCRs, 1959.00 and 380.00. Applied patient payments, $57. Is the amounts. They charge me $57 apparently. And that's really all my detailed listing shows. So I today is now 24 hours later, and so I asked them. I asked the guy behind the counter. I said, a couple of weeks ago, he gave me this detailed listing. It's got 15 or 20 months worth of and it all came out to a copay of zero. And then I come back 2 weeks later, and you tell me $57, and now it's a two line, and I can't make heads or tails of it. What changed? How did it come up with $57? And so he turned around and walked away, and he just looked at his computer.
I'm sorry, your phone is going in and out.
My phone's going in and out. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Your background noise is going very loud. So can you get the noise at your end to go away?
Sure. Can I please show on hold for just a moment?
Yeah.
Hello, sir.
All right, I'm back. You're back.
Okay, thank you for holding. And just so that we can verify your information first, can you verify your name and date of birth, please?
So my name is Phil Rice, and my date of birth is 4/25/53.
Okay, and what plan are you calling about today? Is it your AARP plan?
I'm calling about whichever plan it is that can explain why it is that I had to pay $57 today.
Okay, because I see that you put the information in the automated system, but you put in for your AARP plan. So what is the dental office that you went to?
I went to Aurora Modern Dentistry.
Okay. Do you have the member ID for your Medicare plan?
Hold on one second. My computer went blank on me due to inactivity. I have to get it back here. All right. So I called the phone number on my devoted health card, and the phone number I called is 855-251-9742. Would you like?
I don't need the phone number. I don't need the phone number. I need the member ID on the card.
All right. So you interrupted me. I was about to tell you that. My member ID number, my devoted member ID number is D5SYZR.
So let me repeat that back to you. D for David, the number 5. Is it S for Sam, Y for Yellow, Z for Zebra, R for Robert?
You got that right.
So the claims come through your devoted plan first. So let me check your benefits for devoted. Just a moment. And I see that because you did upgrade the material to CEREC, that is an upgrade material. So let me just check for those two codes for under this plan and see how much they're covered for. So the D2740 is covered at 100% for in-network. So let me check to see if Aurora Modern Dentistry is in-network with your plan. Just a moment. Because if it isn't in-network, it is covered at 80%. Just a moment while I go to the website. Okay, and so for okay, oops. Okay, is the address for Aurora Modern Dentistry at 10650 East Garden Drive in Aurora, Colorado?
That sounds right. Yes.
Okay, so they are in network. So it should be covered at 100%, but again, you did upgrade the material to CEREC for your crown. And then let me check the 2950. Okay. And then the core buildup is also covered at 100% for in-network. So that I'm going to say that the $57 is because you upgraded the material for the crown.
All right, so let's start with what company are you working for? Are you working for Devoted?
No, you're calling Delta Dental right now.
All right. So are you working for the Delta Dental that provides services for Devoted?
Yes, I'm in the Medicare department. Yes.
Okay. So I have two different kinds of insurance, one for Devoted and one for AARP, which I pay for my own. So
mm-hmm.
am I correct in assuming that you're not working for or providing answers for the AARP, which is also Delta Dental?
I am trained in PPO plans as well, so I can give information on both. But when claims first come in, they will go to your Devoted plan first.
All right, so you can give me answers for both.
Mm-hmm.
But the answer that you gave me was for the Devoted?
Yes, because plans process through here first.
Here. Here meaning Devoted.
Here in your Devoted plan, yes.
Okay, so bear in mind that I'm not an insurance person or a Devoted person or a dental person. This is all, you know, kind of hard for me to understand. I'm not very good at the lingo. The guy at the dentist office, he didn't seem to understand either, and he just kind of threw up his hands and says, "You'll have to call the insurance company because I don't get it," is basically the way he made it sound to me. So that's what I'm doing. I'm calling you. So you made it sound like I upgraded. And so when they made the original estimate, it sounds to me like maybe the original estimate didn't have the Ferric fired crown post. Is that what I'm supposed to believe? Is that why the $57 wasn't in the original estimate, but now they want me to pay the $57? Is that it?
That's what it sounds like to me, yes. Because Ferric is an upgraded material.
All right. Can you see the original estimate?
No, sir. I just checked to see if there's any claims on file, and there isn't any claims. The dental offices do have 90 days to submit the claim from the time of your dentist appointment.
All right. You're talking about claim. I'm talking about estimate. I asked you
correct.
If you could see the...
I can only see the claims. I can only see the claims the dental offices sent to us. If they sent you a bill about or a treatment plan, we don't see that information. We just see the claims that they sent to us.
All right. So would I be correct in thinking that you'll probably never see the estimate that I got? Is that also right?
That is correct. We would only see the claim.
All right. But eventually you will see a claim.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That is correct.
And what I've got here, when I asked them for a detailed list, it's got these two lines on it. One says D2740, one says D2950. When you get a claim, is it going to have more than those two lines on it? Are you going to get more than that? Do they give you more detail than those two things? What does your claim look like?
It's a claim form. So whatever procedures they did that day at your appointment, it will be on the claim. So those two codes that you just gave me, they should be on the claim when we receive it.
I don't understand what you just said. I'm not sure you answered my question. A claim. What does a normal claim form look like for a crown? Is it going to be like a page long with like 8 or 10 or 12 or 15 lines on it? Or is it going to be one page with two lines on it? Which of those is more accurate?
It's going to be one page with the procedure codes that they did that day. So those two codes that you gave me will be on the claim with whatever else they did on that day of service.
It sounds to me like you're trying to avoid answering my question. Is it going to be two lines or 20?
For sure, two lines. If they did x-rays, I'm not sure they did x-rays. If they did an exam, those other two procedures will be on the claim as well.
So if they didn't do any x-rays, if all they did was a lot of grunting, And they put a temporary on there. I'm going to come back, and then they're going to put the permanent one on when it gets back, wherever they mailed it off to. And they did a, what do you call it? I guess by definition, they have to do a, they have to make a drawing a blank on what you call it. They have to know what to make the crown look like. They have to make an impression for what to make the crown look like. What do you call that?
They send it over to the lab. Is that what you mean?
Say it again.
They send it off to the lab to get made. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, they have to send something to the lab and say, this is what the crown has to look like. It's an impression of what the tooth looks like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, core buildup, certified crown post. They don't have anything like this on the receipt that they gave me. Maybe they're going to put that on the receipt that they give me when I come back for my next appointment when they put the permanent one on. And who knows what that one's going to be? They led me to believe that it's going to be zero. That's what the original estimate was. The whole thing was going to cost zero, but who knows what it's going to be, right?
And you already paid for the $57 already?
I've already paid $57, yeah.
Okay.
It's what I call voodoo pricing. You know, they tell you what it's going to cost, but then they change their mind.
You can also file a grievance with Devoted if the first time that you went to, and they told you it was a zero cope.
How do you pronounce it again? Serified? Say it again. Serified?
Crepified?
Seric. What does that mean? Can you give me any kind of definition of what that is? What does that mean, sir?
Let me Google it for you. Just a second.
I'll Google it. You don't have to do that. If you can't just tell me that's a. Can you tell me why that's an upgrade?
Because for the 2740, it's a porcelain ceramic. If you want a material higher than that, that's considered an upgrade.
So it's some sort of an upgrade. They didn't ask me if I wanted it. They just said you have to pay $57.
Okay.
When you say upgrade, it makes it sound like I might have said, well, no, I'd rather just go with the one that's not an upgrade. You know, I'll go with the vinyl seats. I don't need the leather.
Okay. So I have found your answer for you. Ceramic crowns, they're designed to look identical to your other teeth. That's the difference.
They look better.
Mm-hmm. That's what I find the definition to be on Google.
Yeah.
So that's why it's considered an upgrade. So you can file a grievance with Devoted.
Yeah.
If when you first went, it was a zero.
If they had told me, do you want to pay $57 for the benefit of having something that's going to look better, I would have hesitated for a tenth of a second and said, no, I'll save the $57 and not look better, which if you could look at me now, you'd understand why I would feel that way. But that's neither here nor there. $57 is kind of the least of my worries. That's not really a big deal. But what is that big of a deal is, you know, can I trust you? And apparently the answer is no, I can't. And I am concerned about that.
Well, when they finish completing your crown, you can find another dental office to go to.
Yes, and I was trying
to mention earlier that you can file a grievance with Devoted because they did tell you it was a zero copayment the first appointment, and then when you came back, they said it was $57. So you can file a grievance for that.
All right. So thank you for offering that helpful information. I'll bear that in mind. So, as I understand it, I've called you. You're telling me that the initial estimate did not include ceramic fire, and the actual billing did include ceramic fire, and that difference is why I was asked to pay $57. That $57 is what accounts for the difference. Is that right?
You can confirm the $57 with the dental office. I was just giving you my opinion of what I think that's why you pay $57, but to be sure, you need to talk to the dental office.
And you're telling me you're not even really sure I need to confirm that with the dental office because what I got from the dental office is that they weren't sure. They really didn't even know. And maybe it's because it's too soon to really tell. We need to kind of let the final numbers kind of all get flushed out from both the insurance company and from the dental office. Because it's a little too soon to tell? Is that the way this works?
Well,
on
the claim, it won't have a ceramic fired crown on it. It's going to have the code 2740. So when we receive the claim, we wouldn't know that if it was an upgrade or not. They're just putting in for that code for that particular crown. And the dental office didn't mention anything of what the $57 was. They just said that you owed it. Is that what you said earlier?
If you're wanting to make me more confused, you're succeeding.
I was asking you what you guys stated earlier, if that was correct or not.
All right. So ask your question again.
Okay. How about we do this? How about we do a three-way call with the dental office, and that way we can know what the $57 was for. Do you have the dental office phone number?
I do.
What's the phone number?
Phone number at the dental office is 303-366-5100.
5100?
Correct.
Is that what you said? Okay, just a moment.
A call will be disconnected since your number is associated with robocalling.
Okay, so I won't be able to call them because my phone, our Delta Dental phone number is coming up as a robocall number.
How about if I try and call them?
Sure.
Do I have any better luck? Let's see. My phone skills are not the greatest. I've done this before. I'm trying to remember what it was that I did. I don't think that's going to work.
Okay, if you can't do a three-way, that's okay. But again, if you want us to confirm if that is what you're paying for, you need to talk to the dental office. I would just give you my opinion of what I think it was. If you just had those two things you're going in for, that's my opinion, but I can't see any information from the dental office, so.
All right. Well, I was thinking I might be going in there tomorrow anyway. I did have an appointment today, and I want to get a detailed listing of what they did today. I had to pay them $600 today, and I think I probably will go back tomorrow, and I probably will speak to the person that I spoke to today and tell them I called the insurance company, and I spoke to a person who was working from home, and there was some chaos and some family members making a lot of noise in the background. And so it was kind of unprofessional. I was pretty disappointed and devoted, and I guess Delta, presumably you're working for Delta, right? That's what you get when you call customer service. But basically what they said was that they thought that the $57 was for the ferric fired upgrade, but that I really needed to speak to the dental office, and that we tried to do a three-way call, but that between the two of us, our phone skills were not up to it, and that I would try again. And we thought, you thought that the ferric fired was an upgrade.
It's not a thought, sir. It is an upgraded material.
It's an upgrade material. It's not covered by my insurance.
Correct.
So it's definitely an upgrade. It's not covered.
Correct.
And had I known that it was an upgrade and not covered, then I might have declined. Ferric fired, and the non-ferric fired, and there's at least the possibility I might have avoided the $57 charge by declining it. And But that might have been a way to avoid the $57 charge. It would have just simply been a matter of me knowing what the heck was going on. Is that right? It's at least possible.
Yes.
That's why, right.
And that's why I gave you the grievance offer to do that with Devotus, since.
Right. And you pointed out that I could file a grievance and start a grievance, whatever the right terminology is, blah blah blah. I don't think $57 is going to be a grievance, but maybe, who knows?
It could be a possibility, though. All you could do is try to get that money back.
Yeah. One of the questions that I've asked myself many, many times is, why is it my job to fix this? That might be the thing to do here is, why is it my job to fix this? And maybe I shouldn't be asking, is it worth $57? Maybe I should do that. So, okay. So I'm wondering if I were to, for example, write a letter to Devoted and say, you know, I had a question about my dental insurance, and I called the number on my card, spoke with a young woman who was working from home, and if you listen to the recording I have, you'll get an example of the... help that I got. And let them.
So I wasn't helpful, Mr. Rice.
Well, what do you think? Do you think they'll think you're doing a good job? What do you think?
I do.
Okay. Well, then you got nothing to worry about.
All right, Mr. Rice, was there anything else that I can assist with today?
I think that's going to do it. Thanks for your help. Bye now.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling Delta Dental. Bye-bye.
Let's begin the survey.